Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Copple Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
After being down by 17, Heartbreak City. Holy mackerel.
From the corner, and it's over. Gonzaga, the slipper still fits. They win it, 73-72.
Look at the clock, and when you're sleepless in Seattle, why not get a little kiss? Gus! Oh, Major Onions!
Nicholas, the senior, with 2 seconds. Here it goes for the win! Yes! Yeah! Nicholas has done it! Maryland on to the second round and a most heroic finish.
Good morning, happy Friday to you. The microphone was off for some reason. Now it's on. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Day one is complete of March Madness. Day two is here, and it's also St. Patrick's Day, one of the best days of the year. Friday, St. Patrick's Day, March Madness. It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah,
it does not get better.
On.
I'm donning the green today. Yeah. Sip claims to have green on. Bill said before the show
What the hell you mean claims?
You did not wear that intentionally for green.
Yeah, you didn't.
What do you mean claims to wear green?
You had no idea
Bill,
it was on.
Bill said before the show he doesn't own a single green item in his,
I don't, in his closet.
That's not green.
So I've been very lucky for
it's
what?
A black shirt.
Yeah, it's green. But you didn't claim
it'll pass.
It'll
but
pass.
It was not intentional for today.
Claims to wear green. I mean, it's right there. Yeah. That's green.
If there's green. I don't think it was intentional, but you got lucky.
Well, that's not
with
what
your
you said. You said claim to wear green. What the hell are you talking about? It's a black shirt with some green.
Just get your mic fixed because you just I don't know what you're doing. Also, you've been looking for a fight since
yeah,
you walked in.
He has been looking
he
for a fight.
He has been looking for a fight.
He's just, trying to pick a fight.
He is trying
today.
To. Yeah, everybody else is trying to get along.
Sip on a Friday.
Yeah, we've got old man Sipple here.
Oh, come on.
We have it. Yeah, it's going on right now.
He's trying to pick a fight today. But
like I said, I was very lucky that I'm sure I haven't. But I've never coached for a. I've been at 10 different schools and never been with a green team. Yeah, so I like that.
Cause not,
I,
like, not green. Even like any sort of minor color green?
No.
That's incredible.
I don't have any green.
That's
all.
Yeah.
That's a
so
lot
strange.
Of blue. Yeah. A lot of blues, but no green.
A lot of red.
Well, there are a lot of green teams, too. Tulane.
Yeah. A lot of green.
Keep going.
Thank you.
He got
thank
one.
You.
Keep going.
North Texas.
North Texas. Mean green.
North
yeah,
Texas.
Let's go.
There's Michigan State.
Michigan State. Yeah.
You can keep going.
I think every league probably has two teams.
Yeah.
Probably every league basically has two teams of green. That'd be about
Pac-12? Pac-12 green?
Oregon, probably the.
Green and Oregon.
Yeah, there are a lot of greens.
There's a lot of green.
A lot of greens.
A lot of greens. Yeah.
All right, I'll settle down.
He's spicy over there.
He's very spicy, and I don't get it.
I'll settle down.
Everybody came in happy. I mean,
I came in happy until you started attacking my bracket stuff.
Didn't attack.
And I've been told by friends, you got to fire back at those guys.
Hey, I had a bracket printed out.
I heard from my old boss yesterday. He said, it's a good show, but those guys go at you hard. You got to go back harder. I'm going back harder now.
Then you have friends. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
What's that cost you a week?
I don't have any money.
Well, we will get in the bracket here in a second. The games from last night.
Just be ready. I'm going back.
Yeah. Well, don't ruin the show by getting so surly at us. Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care today. Call them today for a free quote for a 2023 lawn fertilizer program at 402-440-6297. Bill, you had some. Chit-chat?
I did. Something came out that would be interesting to hear from the text line and from obviously from you two great gentlemen. Scotty Scheffler's menu came out.
Oh, yes.
Let's see what you guys think.
I love it.
So he's going to have, he's got cheeseburger sliders.
Okay.
This is for the Masters, for the winner from last year. Firecracker shrimp, tortilla soup, Texas ribeye, or black and redfish. He made it very clear that the redfish was not really his choice, just having an option. Then a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie with ice cream.
I thought he nailed it.
It's awful good. It really is.
He got like firecracker shrimp on that menu.
What, yes. What is that?
Yeah.
Let's repeat it. Sip was
no, but researching. What's it for?
This is the
So we'd have to do. We have to listen to what I said when I went over with the Masters.
You said his menu.
It's his Masters menu. You get a meal for the champions. Get to have a meal before the Masters starts the next year. So every year.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Comes up that fashion. So it led me to believe, like what would I want? I'm like, so mine was pretty simple. It'd be lobster mac and cheese, stuffing, and pecan pie. That'd be the things. That'd be the three things.
I think Scotty nailed it. I mean,
he did really well on it like that.
From start to finish, the sliders to start off with, the firecracker shrimp, the ribeye or fish option, like that. And then the dessert, the warm cookie, what it was?
Yeah, warm skillet
cookie. He nailed it. I mean, I would devour that meal. Yeah. I would devour that.
What would your meal be?
It's very similar. I got to have shrimp in mine. I got to have some sort of jumbo sautéed shrimp probably. Okay. So you could put that with firecracker shrimp. I would definitely have a steak. I'd probably have a filet mignon in there. I'd have that instead of the ribeye. So that's the one minor change there. The cookie, I'm fine with that. Again, I think Scotty I could hang with Scotty if that's what he's having for food.
He also made it very clear that the steak was the meal. The redfish is only for those that weren't tough enough to eat the steak, I guess, basically. Yeah. So it was good. Sip, how about you?
Steak, you know.
This is going to be a great show.
Yeah.
This is
going to
be awesome.
I don't know what's going on.
This is
going to
be awesome. I have no idea. You're not paying. Like, what menu for what?
Steak. Yeah. I don't know. I mean.
Margarita, maybe, something?
Yeah.
That'd probably
steak,
be.
Steak, mashed potatoes.
That'd be great. What would you like?
Maybe
like
some wings.
Maybe five wings. Five wings and
five
a margarita.
Nashville hot wings.
Could you imagine how mad the other golfers would be?
But this is so everybody gets the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I'd be
this
mindful.
This is the menu for everybody. They all get served the same
thing. It's not just him. It's not just Scotty Scheffler gets this before the tournament.
I'd be mindful of the other people. I don't know. That'd be hard because you got to think of the – I mean, I don't have any – I mean, I like Mexican.
But it's fine. You can have a Mexican meal. Have a burrito in there. Have burritos. Chimichangas, maybe. Yeah.
But I don't know if everybody would want that. That's the problem.
You don't do it for everybody. You kind of do it. Yeah. It's kind of like, hey, this is my meal.
Oh, okay.
You guys enjoy it.
You could be mindful of them, but you could say, no, this is what I want. You guys are all going to eat what I'm going to eat.
Chicken burrito.
Chicken burrito. You could be as basic as you want, you know?
Chicken burrito.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. From Taco Bell.
No. I'd want some good catered-in chicken burrito. You could probably get it.
I know the state of Georgia is really known for their
chips and salsa.
Mexican food.
Well, they got to have
chips
good
and salsa before that, probably, or not?
There's good Mexican food all over the place.
What? Would you have chips and salsa for your...
Maybe as the...
As the starter.
Starter.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
It's fine. Not as the main course. Starter.
No queso, just chips and
maybe
salsa.
Maybe a churro for for dessert if we're going all Mexican food here.
Yeah, I mean,
I could make your meal for you.
Yeah, I'd have to think it out a little bit.
Okay, well, there we go. Thank you, Bill, for that. I like that. Scotty Scheffler has a good meal choice there
for the Masters.
Yes, I saw a lot of people yesterday at Wings and Rings. It was a packed house. If you were there, if you're listening today, let's do a roll call. RenewYourAuto.com roll call 402-464-5685. What's your name? Where are you listening from? If you'd like to. Your age this morning, 402.
Yes, I'd like to have all of it.
402-464-5685. RenewYourAuto.com, your go-to for window tint, bed liners, body shop, ceramic coatings, and much more. Two locations in Lincoln, RenewYourAuto.com. Roll call, 464-5685. We'll get to that when they start chiming in here.
So yesterday, the perfect storm is usually two things hit. Three things hit for perfect storm. One was upper management. This at Wings and Rings, DP, outstanding, just having someone.
He was there the whole time.
Did the whole time, unbelievable by DP. Then the on-air talent, those who did the radio show from on-air from the site, because I was there, and then Jake Sorensen. It was the three-legged stool was ridiculous there. When I got there,
three-legged
the place
stool.
Was packed. It was nuts. And the energy, Jake's running the whole thing. Everything was so organized. You know, and I got there, Vershawn Jackson was on, and T. Farley were on. They did an awesome job. I know everyone did an awesome job. It was unreal. I thought what I was rolling into, I wasn't sure. I've never been there before.
Except for the Super Bowl.
Except for the Super Bowl. Yeah. But that was nuts. That, I mean, if you're not down there right now, like I said, I know it opens at 10:30. 10:31, you should be in the place today.
Yeah.
It was that good.
10:30 today. Yeah. And you want to be there early because St. Patrick's Day gets wild around these games. Any bar. I mean, but Wings of Rings has all the TVs for the games, and it's going to be green beers there flowing. So get to Wings of Rings.
I was so impressed just with the ticket and then with the people. Oh, man. Everyone is just smiling. They're ear to ear. They got those big tubs of beer on their
beer tubes
that with the ice in the middle of it.
Yeah.
But it's concealed so it doesn't water your beer down.
Oh, they were flowing. The beers were flowing yesterday.
Yeah, it was just unreal. So great job by Jake. That was outstanding.
Be there again today. Quickly, Joel in Wisconsin, Big Fun. Nick in St. Louis listening. Ryan in Delaware. John in Lincoln. Joe in Boulder. Hayden. Casey in Topeka. Josh in Cabo. Jay in Lincoln, Kevin in Colorado, TC in Pennsylvania, Jamie in Des Moines. Thank you, everyone. John is driving back from Gulf Shores right now. John in Des Moines is at this moment.
That'd be kind of a nice drive right now. Getting on the
Gulf
app,
Shores is a great place.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Ben went there last summer.
Then who was in Cabo?
Josh in Cabo.
Oh, wow.
Paul in Dodge City, Kansas. All right, to the bracket yesterday, big games. Again, it started off with the bang. You had the first two games, Maryland, West Virginia, and then after that you had Furman and Virginia, which that game had just one that we talked before the show, just one of the more incredible errors of an ending. Virginia leads this game by two. They have the ball in their side of the court trying to just get across the timeline, or they didn't even get fouled. The guy chucks it up to midcourt. Furman picks it off. They get a three, go up by one with 2 seconds to go. They win the game 68-67. Furman, the 13th seed, early fireworks in the bracket yesterday.
As I'm watching it, there was 12 seconds when they inbound the ball. You're going to try to get an early steal. They didn't even foul. So the clock's running. Now it's down to 6 seconds, and then all of a sudden, and they have a timeout. Just take the timeout. They're trapped. And he just makes that unbelievable just try of a heave, intercepted, one pass, three-point shot. You go through this a bunch as coaching, which is true, that you lose more games than you win. You lose more games than you win. That was a classic example of – you never know, it'll say, depending on one play and all those things, but it's if he just holds the ball, they're going to foul him. They're going to get the foul call, or they're going to call timeout, and everything goes astray. It was unreal.
Yeah. Could have done about three different things before he should have done that. Take a timeout.
Yeah, Tony Bennett, smooth get Tony, fouled. Didn't.
And Tony Bennett, I was going to say, could have taken a timeout himself.
Well, the kid could have took a timeout. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All of them could have.
Yeah.
They could
have instead, he decides
throw it
to
off someone.
Yeah. Instead, he decides to throw a Hail Mary.
Yes.
To midcourt, where Furman's like, "Thank you, incredible."
One pass, and he hits one. It was unbelievable. I've never been that in awe of a play before in the NCAA tournament. Not because of the shot that was meant, that just the circumstances that took it over to be. We're in control of this game. We have the ball. There's 6 seconds left. We have a timeout. The ball's in our hands, and then 4 seconds later, they're behind. They're behind.
Incredible.
It was nuts.
And as Sip, you said before the show, the fact it's not the fact that the guy had the heave. It's the fact he didn't really play defense when the three-pointer went up to take the lead for him.
That's
what bothered
look.
You.
That was a bad look. I mean, I don't know. He didn't close. Like, I don't know what that kid was thinking.
Was he trying not to foul possibly there?
I hope so.
Because we saw in the game Charleston-San Diego State, there was a three-point game. What? And Charleston lets the shot clock all the way down to zero, and they foul San Diego State on the arm. So that's basically game over. Yeah. And the point was don't foul. And they let the shot clock go all the way down, get free throws. So I guess I understand a little bit in Virginia's sake, you know, trying not to foul there. But if it was that bad of a closeout, that is pretty egregious.
He just raised his hand like halfway.
I think he was disheveled because he just made that throw. That was the same person. I think he was completely disheveled. Also, I believe he's only maybe 6 foot, 6'1". So he's probably like, I can't block this, and I don't want to make a huge error and miss this, and foul him. So it was wild. But also give him credit for how well they. I mean, the calmness of the interception, the pass, and the shot. It was like wow. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, Furman, again, they trailed the majority of that ball game. They were down, and they got it tied.
Yeah.
They trailed a lot of that game.
Kept going back and forth, but it was always Virginia, always up three, always up
yep.
a little.
They couldn't get the lead.
They couldn't get over the top.
I think they had the lead at one point, but right away it was vanished from them. Yeah. It got taken back. But Furman wins that game. They'll play San Diego State, who, as I mentioned, advanced beating Charleston. That was a popular upset pick. Yeah. Charleston did not come through despite their 31-3 regular season record. They fall early in the dance there in the South bracket. Otherwise, in the South bracket, again, Bama rolls over A&M Corpus Christi. Maryland beats West Virginia late, close game. That was the first game of the day. Missouri beats Utah State. And Princeton, Arizona, the 2 seed. We already have major carnage with the 4 seed out and the 2 seed, Arizona. Let's Princeton stay close the whole game. Mm. They don't pull away. Princeton says, thank you very much. We'll take this win. 59-55. Princeton moving on in the dance.
Princeton just about took the lead right before halftime. Missed a layup. Not really a layup, but it's kind of tough. But anyway, had a chance to take it. And it's kind of like, okay, this is a good story. It's kind of fun. Everybody at halftime's clapping. Like, oh, this is kind of fun. That was unbelievable how they went, especially because Princeton's known for in the past being a very methodical offense. Well, that all changed with the shot clock. Now you can't eat up a minute of clock. So that was a huge upset. A 2 seed. They just won the Pac-12 tournament. That team just beat UCLA. Just beat them.
Arizona led by 12 with 12 minutes left. Scored 8 points the rest of the game.
I think they didn't score like over the last 4 minutes of the game at all, right? No,
I believe that was right.
Princeton's defense was good, as it is. It's a good defense. But the fact that you are, again, a 2 seed – Pac-12 champs, and you went cold for that long?
With two dominant big men, too.
I mean, 2 dominant big men.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Unexplicable.
Move the mic closer to your mouth.
Are we okay?
Are we okay? We said he's been disheveled all day.
No, I know.
Yeah, he's, what do you want to go to next for the bracket?
No, this is good.
You tell us who to go. You're buried in the bracket. You got your phone out the whole time.
Yes. Where in the bracket would you like to go?
You're not a heart surgeon. So it's like, well, I'm on call. I got to have my phone here.
We're good. Yeah, go. Just go to the next, I'd say, West.
Okay, we'll go from the south to the west. I'm gonna cross it down here. Yeah. All right, in the West, Kansas had a little problem in the first half. They pull away. They beat Howard. Kansas again, despite winning, going away, didn't look overly impressive to me. Now Bill Self did not coach yesterday, so that's one thing in itself.
That's concerning. Obviously concerning for his health. I mean, if you're not coached in this game, it's like I have a hard time thinking, well, 2 days from now, you'll be fine. They have concerns. Yeah. There's health concerns.
There are,
and that's why everyone's concerned. That's the number one thing is that health concern to be. But that I don't see how all of a sudden, he'll be good to go in 48 hours. Yeah. I don't understand that.
And for anyone who thinks Kansas is just walking to the Sweet 16, yeah. Arkansas is going to cause some problems. Arkansas was up big. Now they got close, and then they pulled away and won by 10 at the end against Illinois. But Arkansas. Eric Musselman, they didn't have a great year. It's disappointing to get an 8 seed for Arkansas, but Musselman knows how to win in the dance. Arkansas has advanced under him and Nevada when he was at Nevada. He just is a good March Madness coach. They're not going to be scared of Kansas.
No. Musselman said we can beat anybody in the country if we're right.
And right now, they look dang right yesterday.
Yeah. Again, they really did.
Never really. Again, they got a little bit sideways late in the game where Illinois pulled close, but then they pulled away and were fine. So Arkansas, Kansas tomorrow. Other games. Northwestern wins handily against Boise State.
They look good.
They look good.
They did. They look good. They look like it's a very sound team. Look very, very good.
And they will play UCLA, who won by 30-plus points against UNC Asheville. Mm-hmm. That was never, ever a game either there.
Yeah, well, at one time, it was 14-0. 14-Nathan. That's how the game started.
And Duke was up 15-0 on Oral Roberts. Yeah. That was a popular upset pick, too. Duke in the East bracket.
Yep. Yeah.
Duke, you do not want to play. Who? As we get to that one, you don't want to play those guys.
So let's go to the East then. The teams, only two teams played yesterday in the East. Duke handles Oral Roberts again. Now, so you had a couple trendy upset picks. You had Charleston was an upset pick against San Diego State. They lose. Oral Roberts, because of Max Asemus, this high-scoring guard averaging 22 points a game, was the reason why people picked Oral Roberts. They were never in that game. 15-0 down at the start. They never, ever, ever, ever got in that game. Duke wins the ACC. They fell underseeded as a 5 seed, and that is going to be a big, big problem in the East. But Duke could easily go to the Final Four.
No one's easily more upset now than Tennessee. They're like, really? Yeah, Duke's a 5 seed? Really? That's who we get second round?
Yeah.
Yeah, that will be a... the Tennessee game was probably the most... That's a yawner.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, I didn't spend much time on that. They won by 3. Yeah, it ended up being a decent game, but I didn't spend much time on it. That's
Tennessee
for sure.
Won 58-55 over Louisiana, so a tight game.
58-55. So if they can't score, they're in trouble against Duke because Duke plays great defense.
Yep, Duke. Yeah, Duke wins. Duke wins 74-51. Yeah. And Duke can score. If you guys remember the ACC championship or ACC tournament, they put up like 99 points against Pittsburgh, who was also a tournament team, one going away. When Duke gets hot, they're young. They got Filipowski. They got Jeremy Roach. They've got Derek Lively. I mean, that's a young team, but you cannot score on those guys in the paint. Lively blocks everything down there, and Filipowski also
they're great.
Blocks a ton of shots.
They're a great defensive team.
They are. So Duke wins 74-51, Tennessee 58-55. That is the only teams to play in the East bracket. The final bracket, the Midwest, had four games played. Houston did not look impressive. They win by 11 over the 16th seed Northern Kentucky. Some concerns there. While Auburn, who had not played good basketball coming into the dance, looked good in a 83-75 win over Iowa. So it'll be Houston, Auburn. And if you're Auburn, I think you're licking your chops a little bit here because Houston looks a little bit wounded to me.
They do. Yeah, Auburn. Sasser left at halftime, right?
Yes, he did leave at halftime.
Left at halftime, did not return. I remember I thought they would try to get through that. You can never take a game lightly. You can lose. But I thought they would try to get through that game without him playing.
Without Sasser?
Yeah. I thought they would try to get through that one game and just be like, hey, we got to try to win this one without him and then have him the best he could be for this next game. This next game, that'll be a rough game. That'll be
Auburn's going to they give a lot of problems.
Auburn had only 7 turnovers against Iowa, which pressed.
Yeah. I didn't catch much of that game. You know, I'm not an Iowa fan.
I watched it all.
I didn't have it on.
I watched it all. It was Auburn.
What caught you that game?
Well, the SEC teams are really athletic. That's the big thing. And Auburn plays great defense, just like we thought. Chris Murray was a non-factor. He's like 3 of 11 from deep.
And he was 5 of 18 overall, 15 points, 3 for 11 deep, 5 of 18 overall, 9 rebounds for him. But when Iowa's not making their threes, they're in trouble. They were 7 for 27 yesterday. That's not going to get it done in the dance.
Auburn and Arkansas, their athleticism really showed. I thought it would be the case against Penn State with Texas A&M, but it really wasn't. I mean, Penn State is a tough team, tough and athletic. And the A&M's athleticism didn't bother Penn State like Auburn's bothered Iowa.
It looked like that game. It looked like if they played 7 times, Penn State would win 6.
Yeah,
it didn't look
like the committee
got
A&M right.
Yeah, you couldn't.
The committee was right on A&M.
Yeah, that was it was impressive.
So Penn State, final score 76-59. They win by 17 over A&M. The story of this game was Andrew Funk, 8 threes, 8 Jeez. For 10 on threes. Jeez. Now we saw Funk against Nebraska on the road go off, and he was great at home. He didn't play well against Nebraska here in Lincoln when Nebraska beat them. But Andrew Funk, when he gets going, that team can beat anybody because we know Jalen Pickett is already good. Seth Lundy is a good player. The bench is pretty, Dredd didn't do a lot, but he's good off the bench. But to me, Funk's the X factor for that team because Pickett's always going to score. If Funk's making threes, watch out. They can bury a team like they buried A&M last night.
Where did Funk come from? Bucknell,
was he a transfer?
Yeah, let me see.
He was at Bucknell. He was at Bucknell last year. At Bucknell, he averaged 17 points a game, so he's a good player.
Great job by them. So what it is, it's a great job by the head coach or their personnel department to find him in the portal. That's their difference. If they don't have him, they're not here.
No, not here. So Penn State will play Texas. Texas Had some troubles early, but they pull away and beat Colgate by 20, 81-61. I don't know. If you're Texas, that's a scary opponent. Penn State?
Yeah, they're scary.
Penn State is terrible. If Funk is shooting like that?
Yeah, they're scary.
You're in big trouble. Yeah. Now, Texas is still a really good team, and they have every right to believe they should be in the Final Four.
Now, Penn State will give them a game.
Penn State's going to cause some problems today or tomorrow when they play that game. So that's your recap of games that happened yesterday. If you had to label the most impressive performance, most impressive win, where do you go to of the day one of the bracket? Sip, who do you go to? Most impressive win?
Penn State. I mean, beating that team. I mean, Penn State's seeded 10th, A&M 7th, and they beat them by 17 points. Yeah, I'd say Penn State. And I agree. I think they will give Tech. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they beat Texas.
No one will be shocked in this room if they win that game, right? Penn State? I'm picking Texas, but I feel like Penn State, yeah, if they win, I will not be, wow, what an upset.
No,
what,
I won't at all.
Won't feel that way.
I think they got a great shot. Maybe you could say Furman. I mean,
that was impressive.
Yeah.
The fact they hung around and they did what they had to be in that game late and make the shot. Anytime you can have a shot like that, you know, it's not just to tie. That was to take the 1-point lead.
Yeah.
Just
was,
awesome. Yeah. Awesome moment in March Madness. Yeah. Bill, who was the most impressive to you yesterday?
Missouri.
Missouri looked good against Utah State.
Yeah. Utah State's really good. I thought that I picked that as an upset. I thought Missouri did a really good job. So Missouri's playing Princeton like that. So we know Princeton had a huge win. But if you're Missouri, you're excited to see Princeton, not Arizona. Like they'd rather see that going into it. So Missouri was the one that was most impressive to me.
I will stick with what I said earlier. I think Duke, the way Duke played yesterday. Because their defense, I don't think they're always known for defense under Coach K. They had defense, but Derek Lively is a problem, and Jeremy Roach causes turnover problems for opponents. But when they're clicking the way they are offensively, they were toying with Oral Roberts. They toyed with them.
When you listen to John Shire in several interviews, the one thing he does claim first is that they are a defensive team, which means they're getting points in transition, getting easier shots. He claims himself as being a defensive team. That's the best thing that they do. Even in the championship game in the AC, they didn't score real well in that game, but they did a really good job in the championship game defensively.
So Duke to me was the most impressive. Today's games, again, will be at Wings of Rings at 10:30. The first
game down there.
First game is at 11:15, and it's a Big Ten team. USC, the 10th seed against 7th seed Michigan State, kicks things off today. That is in the East bracket. The winner of that game will play the winner of Marquette and Vermont, which will be happening later at 1:45. But I would say the games people are circling, and not a Creighton fan, not a Creighton fan here, but people are watching the NC State Creighton at 3 o'clock on TNT. Creighton, the 6th seed, NC State, the 11th seed. We know Sip's going to watch closely at 3:30 because Iona, his Gales, are playing UConn, the 4th seed, 3:30 on TBS for that one. VCU St. Mary's also a popular upset pick. That's a 1 o'clock game on TBS. And then later on in the day, you have Drake Miami, popular 12-5 upset. That's a 6:25 tip on TBS. FAU Memphis 8:20.
That's the must watch for me. Must watch.
And then the team that we thought was so impressive in the first four, Arizona State, which they dominated Nevada, which you said, Bill, before the show, is the one team that looked like they should not have been in the dance at all.
The only team I didn't see every single. I couldn't compare to some of these, but the only game that I watched where one team shouldn't have been in was Nevada.
I was watching that.
I was like, no, they should not have been in the tournament. They should not.
In terms of at large teams, like the ones that did not clinch.
Yes, exactly.
At large team.
The team that was disappointing me was A&M. They weren't anything what I thought they'd be.
What did you expect from them?
Way better. Way better. Way more athletic.
More athletic.
Yeah, I thought they'd be.
It's tough to guard 8 threes made by Andrew Funk. He's just making everything.
Yeah. It was that they ran into the everything went right for Penn State in this game, but they also earned
the
right
tough.
To that. They're doing it. Doing an unbelievable job.
Arizona State, TCU tonight, 9:05.
But how they built that team is incredible. Like I said, that they went out in the portal, and those are some. I wonder who else they had in the portal. I'd like to know that. I don't know that. I'm just going to hate to say it, but with Funk, that is a great job going to Bucknell and getting someone that was
scoring 17 points a game at Bucknell.
Yeah,
he's a good player there,
and he just went off for 8 threes. in the first round of the tournament.
Is there anybody? So again, every day there's some sort of crazy upset. Princeton, the 15th seed, wins yesterday. Furman, the 13th seed, wins. That was the two main upsets of yesterday. Is there anybody that you think as a double-digit seed besides Arizona State, who we all think could be TCU? Is there anybody a 12 seed and higher you like to potentially pull off an upset today? So you're talking about Drake against Miami. You're talking about other game. Grand Canyon is the 14th seed against Gonzaga. 14th seed Montana State against Kansas State. Kent State against Indiana. I'd watch out for that one.
Kent State, Indiana would be the one.
Kent State, Indiana. Indiana, yeah, they're talented, but they don't always put it together in every game.
Yeah.
So Kent State, I would say, watch out for that one in terms of an upset. VCU St. Mary's, the other 12-5 game today. VCU, the 12th seed.
I don't know who coaches Kent State, and I can't name one player, so I have a hard time.
So you're taking Indiana. Taking the Big Ten. Yeah. Big Ten, 3-2 yesterday.
Well,
You had them at 3-0 earlier today.
Yeah, I forgot about Iowa, which happens because I forget that school exists. You guys think I love them. I don't like them. And then, of course, you had the loss by Illinois, who got beat by Arkansas.
Good game. It was a good game. Arkansas was clearly better, though.
I've always felt there. This is what I feel. My hypothesis, but I'd love to know what the math is. Somebody can, it's easy to figure out. The big upsets, the major ones, like the 15-2s, all those, the major upsets that have happened through every year, I always feel more of them happen on day one, because the 15 seed in day two is like the coaching staff's like, can you see what happens?
Yep.
Do you see what happens?
Good point.
Are you understanding the number of times we're playing night games at LSU or like that, that we're talking about before did you see what just happened on the 11 o'clock game? Did you see what happened on this game? You're showing them scenarios. I'm talking about them. Like I said, the hay is never in the barn. There's no such term. Any coach said that's nuts. You're coaching all the way up to tip off or kick off all the way through the game. So I think right now there's people right there in that 15 seed. They're like, see what happens? See what happens? Jack around,
but
think it's all cool.
It's been happening somewhat recently. I mean, not every year we don't see it, but again, we talked about yesterday the
upsets.
I'd
love to know the biggest upsets. And I'm not talking 8-9s like that, but one that's a pretty good upset. I believe more of them happen on the first day.
Okay.
That's what I think. Maybe wrong. But I think that the next time they seem to wake up a little bit like, hey, you guys better be ready to go. So it's going to happen to you.
I don't have the stats on that to know when most upsets happen day one.
That would be someone from, you know what? I wonder if as the NITs wind down, if we could get Temple on to maybe look at that from the NCAA purpose.
He probably has
some stuff on that.
Sadly, there's no Chariots of Fire because there was no games yesterday. They let the tournament have its glory Thursday, Friday. NIT returns on Saturday.
Yeah.
But they will.
So Monday we're going to have
heads with the big tournament.
It'll be
there'll be some night. I think I'm going to guess next Thursday they probably will play when the Sweet 16 is going. But they do not play Thursday, Friday. They will play Saturday and Sunday.
That's probably good for
during the round of 32.
That's good for the NCAA tournament. So you don't want to have the NIT stealing all those viewers.
No.
You don't want that.
Yes, that's exactly the problem. The NCAA is terrified of the NIT and what it could do for viewership.
Well, it's going to Vegas. It's going to Orleans Casino.
Yes. More next in Early Break in the Ticket.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.